that, he was saying, when you think you could work like 15 hours on a project, and it would be like 90% done, but it's only 50% done mm-hmm. if you haven't put it out there yet.
Yeah.
Like, right. And you can keep working on it. But if you've done 90% of it, let's say I did a blog that was 1,000 words, mm-hmm. I could really condense it and make it 800 words, like amazing. But that'll spend another like 3 hours doing that. Or I could just put it out there, and then the next blog I do, it's going to be better.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of what I've done with the juice. Put it out there initially, and I've refined it as we've gone to have this amazing product. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't as amazing, you know, 9 months ago. I was still learning. And
Yeah, and I remember you coming to me with the logos and stuff. And you're like, yeah, I don't know which logo. I'm like, with my great business experience and wisdom, I was like, oh, just pick one. Like, get it going. Like, doesn't totally. Matter. Just do it.
Totally.
Because you waste so much time, like,
overthinking
which
the
glass
little things.
Do, which labels, which what do I say?
Yeah.
What website?
And going with your gut and your intuition and just trying to tap into that too.
Oh yeah.
But then it just won. Like, those labels are wicked and everybody loves a label.
Yeah.
And just last week I got email from the trademark people, because that's a big process
to get
a trademark. So you send it off and it costs maybe $300.
Because yours was similar to like another one and you had to choose.
The first one I chose, the first logo I chose, they gave me, the design company was like, it's very similar to this. You can take it, but it might get, you know, down the track, it might be trouble. So then I got the designer to redesign it, came up with that.
Okay.
So I sent it off to get trademarked. And just last week I got an email saying it's been approved, but now it sits for like 2 months and it can be disputed.
Right.
So we're very close to that being, because otherwise you'd have to change pretty much money.
Rebrand.
Expensive.
What other business is it close to? Is it another juice one?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't even know
The first label was close to some sort of heart, something to do with the heart.
Right.
Because it was like a heart with a droop.
Okay.
So it was close to that.
Yeah.
But that's just like all worked out perfectly, because then I got this logo.
Yeah, it's all meant to be.
Which I love, and it's just wicked, and you can have it just the logo, or you can have it with the Juice Institute written underneath.
Yeah.
And I get lots of comments on the label.
Yeah.
And the logo. So,
that's good.
Yeah. The simple, aesthetic. Modern.
It'll last.
Yeah.
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 That's a big thing with
branding.
The person who's doing my logo, like an old client. Funny enough.
Yeah, you don't totally use the people around you. Like,
yeah. And she's doing it, and she was saying how, like, her job, the clients she deals with, they'll come back to her and be like, it's too simple, it's blah, blah, it's not good enough, you're using two basic colours, and she's like ripping her hair out because
this is what works.
Yeah, it's what works. It's it's simple, it's gonna last. Yeah. You look at any like Hugo Boss and Gucci and Louis Vuitton, it's like, what is Louis Vuitton single? It's just like the colours and like text. Like,
so when I got my logo, it came in like 6 different colours.
Yeah.
So I was like, what colour do I use or what? And just naturally moved to sort of the black and a white background.
Yeah.
I think you once said to me that the black and white logos are most popular, or the ones that do well.
Yeah.
Just simple black and white.
Yeah, someone might just not like you just because, I don't like the colour blue.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get that.
Yeah.
Those weird people that don't like colour blue.
Yeah. And those colours went really like earthy, and like the juice colours. Like, the juice colours aren't like, they're just earthy.
Oh, yeah, that's your colour.
Colours,
that's
so,
your colour.
Yeah. Yeah, logos.
Yeah. Anyway, let's sort of bring things back, because I want to go... I find it interesting in some podcasts you listen to, like, they always ask, oh, where's the origin story? Where did you come from? But sometimes it can go a bit long. But like, that's why we're here, to talk about business.
So it's
like, keep it simple. Like, your origin, because I know you used to, like, struggle with, like, being healthy. I don't know, did you?
Yeah.
So, and that's what got you into, like, this plant-based lifestyle of, like, what got you into that? Like, what was going on?
So... the plant-based lifestyle, I just remember 10 years ago knowing a few vegetarians and being really intrigued by that and thinking, I wish I could be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
But just growing up in a regular family where it's meat and veg and dairy and all of that sort of thing, it's just how you're brought up. So that's what you know.
Mm.
So being around a few vegetarians and even vegans, like 10 years ago, there weren't certainly as many around as today. It just got me thinking, and it really was just one night. I sat at home, I sat on my phone, I started Googling, I started reading, I started watching some YouTube clips, and cried for hours on my couch from what I saw.
You saw the factory videos?
Yeah, factory farming, and just reading about, you know, like the baby cows in the calves in the dairy industry and different things. And then I went on to watch like Earthlings and other movies came out, like What the Health, Cowspiracy. So just started educating myself.
Yeah.
And from that moment, I just thought, I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
And then went to the pot, you know, like started Googling recipes and just sort of consuming myself with how I can eat really well with my beans and my legumes and my oats and my fruit and veggies. And from there, it just became a real big passion of mine. So
I can see that.
So... that's where the plant-based thing came in. The veganism is quite a bit more challenging. It's not so hard with the diet, but when you start trying to take sort of leather and wool and all these things out of your life, another
wine.
Level of commitment really has to happen. Wine.
Wine,
yes. So I definitely say, you know, plant-based and raising my little girl as a vegetarian. She's 4 now and never eaten meat. And the husband's the same.
Wait, and she's not dead yet.
And she's not dead
she's
yet.
Still she's still alive.
She's thriving.
She's healthy. What?
She's very healthy. So that was the plant-based journey.
Yeah.
And then I did a bit of nutritional study and was just like, how can I sort of, you know, spread the love of this plant-based lifestyle, and how, you know, from living like that, I just kind of dropped this 4 or 5 kilos that I'd carried, you know, in adulthood.
Yeah.
So really sort of trimmed up to where I was just probably my happy weight.
Yeah.
You know, not watching my weight, but just from
what
I ate,
that's
I was just
thing.
Well.
Yeah.
So that just happened naturally. And even just after having a child, like the weight just, you know, came back to where it should be.
Yeah.
Like within 12 months, which was nice. But I was like, how do I share this love of my plant-based living with, you know, the people? So I did some nutritional study, and just not academic like that to retain that kind of information and then share it, or in a clinical setting, or it just wasn't my strong point. So then I got the husband to get me a juicer. I was like, I want to get into juicing.
Okay, and so we've gone from...
Yeah.
Because I feel like that story there of you, like why you decided to get healthy and do the plant-based, that was kind of the origin of your Juice Institute business. But it was like, how long was it in between you sort of going plant-based and then you doing... The business, because there was like a time in
years
between
and
years. So it took a lot of years, and you were working like your day job, your 9 to 5, right? And it was sort of draining you, was it?
Yeah, so working the day job, but then I was running marathons, so
that's what kept me that was your
happy.
Health.
Yeah, that was my thing, and that's where all my energy went into running marathons. So I've run 18 marathons in 10 years. So my last marathon was in the Gold Coast last year, where I got my PB of 3 hours 35, which was huge for me, and I kind of achieved what I wanted to with the marathon. So that's where my energy
was.
So I worked and I ran marathons, so I trained, you know, 10 hours a week and just did the group fitness thing and on the side. So that's where my energy went, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when the business idea came to me...
Yeah, how did that idea come to you?
So, I said to the husband, Ray, to please get me a juicer. Can we get a juicer? So he did the research.
With the thought in mind of, I'm going to do a juice... Okay. So you just wanted to
start juicing.
Try it,
I was reading quite a bit about juicing and just wanted us to start juicing. And so he did the research and got a cool Kuvings juicer, which is a really great
little cold press. Not the $4,000
one. Not quite, but they're not cheap, but they're still amazing.
Yeah.
And within like a few weeks of having that juicer, the idea came to me to bottle this juice and start selling it. So, and it was because I'd been searching working in an office, doing some group fitness, and just really knowing for the next 30 years, I'm not going to sit in an office and lose my soul.
Oh my God.
When there's so much more for me. I knew in my heart there was more for me.
Yeah.
And what that was, I'd been searching for many years.
Yeah.
Like, and then the juicing, I didn't even think forward where it was going to go or how this was going to happen, but I thought, this is it.
Yeah.
And I just have grabbed onto the idea and absolutely run with it.
Yeah.
And now,
in August, it's
going to be 12 months and just haven't looked back and just kept going forward. And like, it's just been my university the last 10 months with what I've learned about running a business. And it's not just running a business, it's running a business on social media and using that as your marketing.
Yeah.
And just
because you were already doing some marketing stuff before, like in your running, you're promoting that running thing.
Yeah, it's just managing the social media just as a gift to a local running club. So from that, I learned a little bit.
Yeah.
It gave me the tools to start doing my own social media. And but you're always still learning. But there's so much to all of it.
Yeah, wow.
To the online stuff.
Yeah, that was really cool. When because I actually met Gabby training her. So she was an RPM instructor at my gym. And I've been a PT for, I don't know, about a year.
Aww.
A year then. And I don't know how it... Yeah, no.
No, you came to my class.
Yeah, I did your class.
Like, none of the trainers ever come to my class. And you did. And I thought, that was awesome. And you introduced yourself afterwards. And I thought, that is great. And that is how trainers get clients.
Yeah.
And you offered me a comp session.
Yeah.
And I was needing some motivation because all I did was cardio. Yeah. So to hit some weights in the gym.
Yeah.
And from you doing that, coming into my class, introducing yourself, I became your client.
I'm getting flashbacks now of asking you in the group fitness studio.
It's cool, man.
So we started training together and I was forcing you to do deadlifts, which you didn't like.
Just want to run for hours. I don't want to do weights.
Yeah.
I was a bit of a whingy client, I think.
I wouldn't say whinger, but sometimes you would come in and you'd be like, oh, can we just stretch? I'm like, that's cool. And then I still remember when you came in and you just had that sparkle in your eye of, I'm doing a juice, man. Like,
it's coming.
It's going. Like, and I could feel, even though you were like hustling so hard and you weren't getting that much sleep, you still had so much energy about the business. And I could see it in your eyes, like, that when that
it
hit
does.
You, like you were saying, you can't sit in an office for the next 30 years. How do people just sit in a desk? Like, they're just stuck there. They're not moving. It's so...
Yeah.
Even that in
and
itself...
And they're not happy, you know? Like...
Yeah.
They're not happy. But, you know, each to their own. I want for more, you know? Like, everyone's got to work. Like,
yeah.
And you're going to work for a long time.
Yeah.
And even longer as the future comes, you know, people are working till 70, 75, so why not make it doing something you love?
Exactly.
Like, and now, like, with the internet, you know, like, I can run this business laying in bed, you know, do parts of the business laying in bed at 10 o'clock at night and get up at 5 in the morning. There's no 9 to 5, like, it can...
It's whenever,
you know,
it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any, you know, and so, and... With, you know, I'm probably moving angles, but with things like Shopify and building, you know, on these e-commerce websites, anyone can build that and start selling and then do it the right way with the Instagram, your Facebook. It all marries in and you can, and if it's a product you love, you know, with patience.
But a lot of patience.
You know, I mean, I often want this to hurry up, but it's still a side hustle for me, so... I want it, my dream.
Yeah.
You know, all I want is for this to be what I do for a living, you know? And we're getting so close now, which is really exciting.
So close.
So close.
So close.
But patience, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day and it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah. Yeah, you should know that.
I should know that. And I think, you know, you might say what's my influences and stuff, and I say about Gary Vee or Gary Vaynerchuk, who's an American entrepreneur who gives away all his content for free on Instagram and YouTube, and his podcasts are amazing, and I have been listening to him. That's how I first learned how to use social media for business.
Yeah.
So I have never paid to learn any of this. I just listened to him. I'm a massive, massive fan, along with other millions of other people in the world. And So now, you know, if I need to, I just tap into one of his podcasts, have a listen, feel rebooted. And it's all about patience and the long game and not looking backwards, looking forwards.
Yeah.
And not being defensive, being on the offense.
Yes.
Not really worrying about what anyone else is doing. Yeah. And if your product is good enough and you do it well, you're going to win.
Yeah.
What is winning as well?
Exactly.
Like, is winning $300,000 a year? For me, winning is doing something I love for a living.
Yeah.
You know, I'm passionate about. So that is the end game and the goal.
Yeah.
So if you haven't checked out Gary Vee, I can't recommend him enough. I've told friends about him and they have, I don't think they have, you know?
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Much. He's so crazy.
He's amazing. He's life changing what he's done for me. Given me the self-belief to know, you know, I was ready. I just needed what my thing was.
That
and
push.
Then I found the juice.
Yeah.
But then giving me the information and the tools to know how to use my social media. And just so your Instagram, your Facebook, your Pinterest, your LinkedIn. I'm missing Snapchat. I'm missing Twitter.
He's
like, you know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket and be all about Instagram.
Yeah.
Because if that goes down, then what? So you need to. So sometimes I neglect Facebook a bit.
Get a YouTube going.
Yeah, and then it's time and resources and
so much time.
It's time, but it's work, isn't it?
Yeah.
And everything takes work. There's no free money. Everything costs and everything takes work. So.
Time
that's my
money.
Gary Vee rant. I can talk about him all day.
And what you were saying about, like, you're so close from quitting that day job of just sitting at a desk, like, what am I? There's no purpose. It doesn't drive you at all. There's no passion sitting at a desk doing someone else's work. So, and I remember asking you, like, oh, like, when can you quit your job, like, and just do this full time? And you're like, yeah, it's still, like, you can't just quit, like, straight away.
Yeah.
You need it. And I think you said, like, it's like motivation when you're at work. You're like, this is not what I want to do. It's that reminder of, okay, this is why I'm doing my juice.
Yep.
This is why I want to help people.
Yep.
It's because I'm not helping anyone. Sitting at a desk.
Yep, totally.
There's more to life.
So, yeah. So it is motivating. It is tough still to go and to try and do a good job.
Easy.
And especially as the business is getting busier to switch off from juice.
Yeah.
So I get up at 5 in the morning, spend an hour on the juice and then get like on the computer doing whatever and then get Willow up and ready for school and then go to work. And to still have like, you know, an email coming through or different juice business coming through, but to switch off and try to be focused on my paid job, which is, you know, you also need because to set this up to run it, costs, you need income.
Yeah.
So it's expensive to do this and do it well. But so it's a fine art of juggling everything at the moment. But I am super grateful for my job as well because it's afforded me, you know, to be able to set up
do what you love
what I'm doing now
so
you know the big thing for me at the moment is just to keep trying to enjoy the process and not be too serious and not be too stressed and anxious and just kind of have fun with it because hopefully I'll look back on all of this
you'll look back at this and be like
holy
shit,
man,
I used to do all this just on my own. I used to do it from home. Wow. Now I have a warehouse.
Juiceinstitute.com.au. No, for sure. That's the goal, man.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
So you obviously consumed a lot of Gary Vee content. Gary Vee is big on, and correct me if I'm wrong here, he's big on not consuming too much media. Even though people, and this is something I used to do all the time. I used to drive in the car, be in the shower, working out, always listening to podcasts, reading books, like as much as I can. Oh, is there a new YouTube video? Like, let's listen. But I was never actually applying any of it. And it's just a waste. So how did you go about filtering out what to actually apply and what to...
Well, with Gary Vee, I listened. And then I started executing what he taught me.
Yeah.
And now I don't have time to listen because I'm too busy executing. So when I do need a little boost, like when I'm maybe doing deliveries, I'll chuck on a podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't listen to him nearly as much as I did initially because now I'm busy doing the do.
Exactly.
You know, like, so if you are listening to so much content, you're not executing your plan.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, why are you guys listening to this? You need to be executing. Yeah. Stop this podcast right now. Go and execute.
Execution. Everyone's got ideas, but it's who's actually executing those ideas.
Yeah, ideas are worth nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
It's when you actually do.
Do it. Like, yeah. And so then you go into like that self-belief of, you know, and self-confidence to actually believe what you're going to do can, you know, can work. So maybe things like that hold people back, and there's too many other people doing it, or I'm not good enough, or whatever.
There's so many things.
For me, I guess being 41 is helpful.
You're not
too.
41.
I'm 41.
No way.
So being a little bit older, a little bit wiser, you know, that's beneficial to me, that I've just gone and, you know, gone for it, not had those self-doubts so much, because I maybe know who I am. Now I've got to this point in life, maybe 10, 20 years ago I didn't. I'm much, very much a different person than I was in my 20s to who I am now.
Yeah, you know. And I hate that. Oh, because when I first started as a PT and I was loving it, I was like, well, why didn't I just do this? I wish I'd done this straight out of school, or I wish I'd done this, like, quit school and just done all this. But it wouldn't have been the same, because you didn't have that experience.
Totally.
Timing. And everything kind of, I don't want to say everything happens for a reason, but most things, like, they steer you in a direction.
You do. Yeah. You got to trust the process, trust the universe. And I just, you know, when you're doing the right thing and being a good person and putting good energy out there, and, you know, it all starts to...
Oh, that's so true. If you put out love into the universe, you'll get love back.
It's true. And you put out the work. So, you know, good things have been happening with Juice Institute, because I've been getting out there and making phone calls that make me nervous, and going to little meetings that make me very nervous, and doing those things, and things have been coming back from doing those things. So you definitely got to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Do shit that makes you nervous.
Oh my God, that's so big for me.
And believe in what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I guess talking about the juice, like we talked about why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, I've started a business and things, but also, like, it's a beautiful product.
Yeah.
There's no gimmicks in it. Like, it's just fruit and vegetables and herbs pressed in a cold press juicer, making this gorgeous juice.
All your micronutrients.
So yeah, all your micronutrients and some macronutrients in there too. Some carbohydrates and proteins. So I guess it's having a product that I totally believe in as well.
Yeah.
And it's, and obviously vegan and plant-based and gluten-free and all those good things. So it's something I can sell, because I believe in it.
Well, I think that's your integrity wouldn't allow you to pump it full of preservatives and sell it like that, because that's not what you're about.
Yeah.
And you definitely practice what you preach. You live that healthy sort of life, like No, you don't put shit into your body. And I was telling you before, if petrol was really cheap, say petrol was a quarter of the price, 20 cents a litre, but it was really, really bad quality, you would not go and fill your car up with it. Even if it was $10 to fill your car up with this really bad, poor quality petrol, what are you putting into your car? You've invested all this time and money in your car, and you're just going to wreck it? Like... Even it won't wreck it driving down the road, but over time, 10 years of putting bad petrol in your car, it's just going to ruin everything. And you can't just, I mean, in this situation, you could get a new car, but your body can't be replaced. You only get one. So why would you be putting Hungry Jack's, Macca's, processed sugar, flour, all these things that give you inflammation and they make you feel worse? Like your car's not running.
Nutritional content.
Yeah. You're not even running at the speed limit. You can't...
Yeah. Yes, it's terrible. I don't know if it's because it's so accessible to people.
It's very accessible. It's convenient.
Convenient.
Which is part of the reason why juice is good, because it's convenient.
Yeah. It's an easy way. Easy, simple, tasty way to like load up the body. But it's that disconnection with... people get used to feeling, you know, 6 out of 10.
Oh, that's their baseline.
I mean, really,
I'm fine. I'm a 6 out of 10.
I get this routine and this like rat race and feeling average is normal. When really, like, when you look after your body and you get juice and cleanse and you can feel absolutely this abundance of energy.
Yeah.
Which can be life changing. You know, you have more time, you have more energy.
You enjoy quality of life.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So. Yeah, that's what I'm pushing. Pushing the feel goods, you know, with the plant power.
Everyone should feel good.
Totally.
Yeah.
And
That's something me and some of the other PTs talk about, is if one of us has a night of 5 hours sleep, or we have like a big night and we have like a cheat meal or something like that, and we're just like, oh, I feel so bloated, I have no energy, I have brain fog. Wow, this is what some people feel like all the time. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, how can you live like that? You just, no wonder the people just sit at a desk all day, just...
And then, you know, eat shit, and then I guess drink alcohol as well, like, and that's a little buzz for the evening to, you know, go to bed and get on the next day. So I guess part of something we didn't touch on is the business idea came to me in amongst me having 14 months alcohol free.
Right.
So like, I was born and raised...
That was another journey.
Born and raised in hotels and pubs, right, and grew up, you know, around alcohol all my life, and never had the best relationship with it, and then decided to take a year off and see what happens.
Yeah.
See how I go. Just set out that goal and achieve it. And in amongst that time, I had the self-confidence to think, let's bottle this juice. Yep. Let's start a business.
Yeah.
Let's do it. You know, like, it came within that time of, be alcohol free and having self-belief. Because sometimes if I would drink, then I wouldn't love myself for a little bit.
And it's like a positive feedback loop of, I feel bad, I'm going to eat this food. This food makes me feel bad. I'm going to have a drink. I feel bad because I was drinking, going to eat food, and around and around you go.
So I got rid of it, and only good things have happened.
Yeah.
You know. And so now it really doesn't have a place in my life.
Yeah.
Occasionally, maybe.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
But life's better without. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without,
and that
for me.
That self-belief is, I think, that bad food, that poor quality petrol drains you of the self-belief. And it just makes you, oh no, I can't run a business. That's too much work. And no one should think like that. You should always try to keep going and go for more. That growth mindset, what you were talking about before, I could live off these orders. I'm making like a profitable amount.
Sit and enjoy how it's going.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. No, stuff that. Like, let's go for more.
Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep. So yeah, keep meeting with businesses. Keep looking for collaborations.
Yeah.
Keep building the social media. I've just moved to Google AdWords, which is really cool. So that's, you know, Google AdWords is...
I think,
So, you know, like, if you search Juice Cleanse, Juice Institute will come up as a advertisement. So it's cheap. You only pay when
pay
someone clicks.
Pay per click sort of
stuff. Pay per click. So that's working really well. You get to see all the analytics for that.
Okay.
So I've been getting, some customers come through for that.
That's great.
So just starting to, like... 4 months ago, I kept getting emails about it, but I wasn't ready for it. I didn't understand it.
Who was emailing you?
Google. Because I've got Google Business set up. So Google was emailing me. It comes through another Shopify. They tell you about it as well.
Yep.
But just with the right timing, like, so 3 weeks ago, I sent that up, and that's been really positive.
Wow.
So setting things up like that, like I said, like local collaborations and things.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that's sort of taken your business to the next level, is that...
It has.
That yoga place.
So, well, Cosmic Yoga recently met up with the lovely ladies there, and they've become a pickup point for the juice.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm in Blair, so not everyone wants to drive up the hill.
And where's Cosmic Yoga?
So, West Lakes.
West Lakes, everyone.
So, a pickup location down that side of town, which is amazing. The beautiful yoga ties in beautifully with juice and juice cleansing.
Oh, massively.
So that's been an amazing turning point for the business to have that happening. And in a stockist as well, so a beautiful cafe in Kent Town, Octane, so the juice is in there daily.
Yeah.
And then
we just
keep going.
Yeah.
And then working, I think I mentioned it to you before, on a spring summer range.
Yes.
So really using those beautiful seasonal produce for spring summer.
That's a big thing, the seasonal.
Totally.
Tastes better.
And ultimately, I'd like to 4 times a year turn the juice over. So we have autumn juices, we have winter, we have spring, we have summer juices. So 4 times a year the juices rotate into these beautiful seasonal.
All the ideas juices are starting to come to lots fruition. Like when you first started and you're like, oh, one day this juice is going to be sold in this cafe and people are going to be picking it up, and now it's all happening.
And just, I mean, the biggest reward is the repeat customers.
Yeah.
People buying over and over and over again from me, which is just the biggest compliment I can get.
Oh, They believe in your product.
Well, they like it.
Yeah.
They love it.
Yeah.
They keep coming back. That's the best.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I know when you first started getting into it and selling it, you would you'd be like, yeah, we got this much orders, and it's from family and friends and stuff, which is good. Like, yeah. And that's a bit what I'm dealing with my seminars. Is I get my clients to come to these seminars, but I'm like, it's weird because you don't want people to come or buy your product just because they like want to support you. Like, I love being supported. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
But it's like, I really...
Yeah.
I want you to just genuinely enjoy it. Like, if you don't, like, let me know and yeah. I want to make it better. Like, don't just sort of... I know they don't feel bad for me, but don't feel bad and buy my product.
No. For sure. So, yeah, I have my Shopify app and I see my orders come through and I always get excited when it's someone... Yeah. I haven't seen before.
Yeah, like who is this random person?
But if it's someone like, yeah, someone brand new,
yeah.
It's always a win too because yeah. it's someone else trying the product.
Oh, that's amazing.
So it's all about timing, like time,
yeah.
isn't it? Patience.
Time.
And slow, you know,
refining the product. It's never perfect.
But just time in building that brand and awareness, yeah. you know, like, and it's taking me time, you know, 12 months ago, I didn't even know what brand identity was or
yeah.
when brand awareness or like, but now it's just finding my brand identity, building
yeah.
that brand awareness. And you want these things to be slow burns. If it yeah. all happens too quickly, it's an up and then quick down,
yeah.
you know, you want this slow burn. And for me as a business, that slow burn's perfect because I can reestablish my processes and how I'm doing things. If it happens too quickly, you know, things can go wrong.
If you get it quickly, like if I get my dream house tomorrow, I won't have the money to maintain it.
Totally.
I won't have any of the skills. Like,
exactly.
I don't know where to buy a dishwasher. Where do
yeah,
I get
yeah.
one of those?
Yeah.
I don't know.
yeah.
So all yeah. these little things that you just learn. It's the journey, not the destination.
Totally. And patience.
Yeah.
Patience.
Yeah.
And building the ground roots now, you know.
And pumping the content. Gary Vee
style.
Yeah,
I don't pump enough content. But I don't know if he's more so for personal. No, he does say content. But I'm not really doing the content
yeah.
so much.
So that when you make that transition out of your day job, like that must be so exciting because you can really. You gain so much more time and energy to pump, do that, pump the content and work less sort of in the business, but more on the business.
Yeah, totally. And they're the rules, aren't they? Like right now, I'm very much in there in the operational side of things, doing the juicing. And when you're in the business, you can't be working on the business.
Yeah.
like you just said. But it's true, you know. So, there's so much more you can do. And then just getting it out there. So many people, you know, there's so many different angles I have in my head to hit. And like the corporate market and supplying offices with green juices and wellness for their businesses. Also like the 5-star hotel angle and being the juice supplier for their VIPs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it's a beautiful, like, we've got to cleanse this week. Because it's a beautiful local product as well, using local produce.
Yeah.
So sort of, you know, if they have their VIPs coming, staying in Adelaide, let's get them some green juices.
Yes.
So it's all about making those meetings and getting those things happening. Moving to the 4 times a year swapping over my juices. And so many ideas.
Yeah. What's the next big sort of jump? Like you've got stock, like you get the pickup from that yoga place, Cosmic Yoga, Westlakes. And I was asking you before, like, what's your next sort of move in terms of hiring new people? Because you already have a few girls that help you with the juice.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be next? Like a delivery driver, bigger machines to do more juice? Or what's next? How are you going to grow?
So, yeah, there's a few different things. I certainly need another machine, so another juicer very soon. And I just need a new commercial fridge as well. I definitely need a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
So I had one lined up, but then never heard back from them.
Oh,
so
no.
There's a lot
it's
of
meant to
stuff
be.
That goes on.
They weren't going to be good enough.
No.
Yeah. They
so
weren't
I
dedicated.
A bookkeeper because you can't be strong in every aspect of the business.
Yes.
And I'm like aware of what isn't my strengths and probably numbers. and I can get them all into the software, the zero accounting software, and get my receipts in there.
Yeah.
But reconciling everything, looking at the profit and loss, I just want someone to show me all that.
Yeah.
So getting a bookkeeper in. And definitely the deliveries would be next on the trying to outsource the deliveries.
Yeah.
Because they take a lot of time.
Yeah, massively.
And, you know, and then looking further away is having a bigger setup to do the juicing.
Yeah.
Having either building a property on our property.
Yes.
Building a space or taking a lease on a small kitchen somewhere.
That would be so
up
exciting.
Here in the hills.
We'll do a joint collaboration. We'll do a juice bar and we'll have like a little gym studio.
Sounds great, Mitch.
2020.
Sounds great. Yeah. Sounds fantastic.
And then I can help with the juice.
Yeah, yeah. Help
and I get make you do some deadlifts.
I need to. I need to stretch this lower back.
Yeah.
It's pretty rocky at the moment. But that's, you know, there you go. It's a great idea.
That's good because I'm the same with the numbers. Like, it just bores me. Like, as long as and this sounds really bad, I'm getting better at it now. It's like, as long as I'm not losing money, I'm like, it's good. But it's not... You need to know where you are and where you want to go. You need to know that sort of gap.
You totally do. You need to know your numbers, man.
Yeah.
I've heard that many times in this. Yeah. Because, you know, if you're running a business, it does need to be profitable.
Yeah.
Or you're not really running.
And you can't help people if you're not profitable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we would love to do our stuff for free, but in the long run, we won't be able to help as many people.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something I need to have a look at too. Like, I have given away a lot of juice in the last, you know, 9 months to try
one
and
one or two bottles.
I do some contra stuff with juice, like beautiful girl takes photos for me and I give her juice and things like that. But I've also, you know, like tried to the micro influencers on Instagram and stuff like that and giving away a lot of juice. And I really need to pull back on not doing that at all because it hasn't worked that well for me.
Yeah.
And there's so much labor in this juice that I'm starting to resent kind of doing that. So it's just, you've got to try these things.
Exactly.
Give them a go.
Yeah.
But the best way for me forward is collaboration with sort of local businesses and doing tastings and then just, working. I've got a marketing plan, which Neon Moose, a very cool, a cool chick. Belinda did for me, so that's exciting.
Wow.
I need to have a really good read of that and sort of implement some things on the marketing plan. I thought that was important.
Yeah.
Sort of the next 12 months, different things I can work on.
Yeah.
It's just getting a little more savvy rather than just giving things away. Just choosing how you do it. It's all, I guess, part of the marketing budget, but just choosing how you do it and have agreements with people.
There's definitely something to that. Like, if I want someone to do a logo for me or my business stuff for me and you collab with them and it's not that I don't respect you and I won't pay you. It's like, hey, like, we can both win out of this. Like,
totally.
Try my juice, try my personal training service, see the benefits from it.
Yeah.
And then I want you to believe in my product as well.
Yeah.
If you don't believe in my product, I don't really want to be working with you because you're not going to align with my values and my business's values.
Totally.
So it's, hey, try my juice. Oh, you love my juice? Yeah, take some photos for me and then we can have a juice. And,
exactly.
And that's why I think this whole Instagram influencer and, hey, promote my juice, they probably just want like a quick buck. Oh, you give me $100 if I promote your juice? Like, they don't care. They just want your $100. And they might take a photo of it and just toss it down the sink.
I haven't paid money for anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's always been in juice.
In juice.
It's my currency.
You go
but
to
it's like, you've got to look at that person as well. Like, I'm learning this now. I haven't been, but what do they represent? Do they represent what I want my brand to represent? And generally, it's a no, you know? So it's just learning curves, you know?
Yeah.
But that is not where the bulk of sort of awareness has come from. It's not from giving.
Yeah, where is the awareness coming from?
People and word of mouth.
Word of mouth, that's a big
competitions
one.
Competitions on Instagram have been really good to me.
Yeah, saw that.
My followers.
The amount of likes you got on that giveaway.
Yeah, 300 entries in my last competition, which was amazing. And that's for some juice in a little detox pack.
Yeah.
So people want to feel well, you know.
And those little shooters that you're going to be coming out.
Yes.
They're
amazing.
Yeah, with all the great, what's in it?
So there's got orange, lemon, ginger, turmeric, fresh chili and oregano oil. So it's called Immunity Punch.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to name it.
That's going to really punch
and
you.
It is, yeah, like 167 mils. And when you drink this stuff, you just feel it go through your body and really fire things up. It's just, I feel very passionate about this, only because I have sat at my desk and drunk it and felt it go into my body.
Yeah.
It's just, and just a perfect amount of chili. So it's not like blow your head off, but it's warming. And yeah, I mean, it's an immunity builder. It's just really condensed nutrient, micronutrients, essential nutrients to fight off colds and flus and keep that immunity, that immune system fired up.
Yeah, keep your hydration up. A lot of people will be dehydrated, not because of not enough water, that's one part of it, but they don't have any vegetables or micronutrients, which will help absorb the water into your body.
Perfect. And so juice is super hydrating.
Yeah,
so are made up of so much water.
Yeah.
So it's a great way to get your hydration up.
Yeah.
And I do kind of I do recommend people drink juice on an empty stomach. So you don't eat for 30 minutes before and certainly don't eat for 30 minutes after.
Yeah.
So you don't have much going on in your digestive system and your body can really absorb those nutrients. So if you have it with food and, you know, your body's got a lot to do through that digestive system. So if you just have it while you're clean, let your body soak up what it needs to soak, and then carry on with your day.
You're big on fasting as well, like fasting.
So big on the fast,
and that's kind of part of the cleanse is a bit of a fast.
Abstain from solid food, whilst flooding your body with the cold pressed juice and the nutrients in the juice. So when your body, it can take up to 80% of your energy to be digesting food.
Yeah.
Many people are digesting food all day, every day, even at rest,
constantly.
At bedtime. So to step away from eating the solid food and then have your juices throughout the day is gives the digestive system a break, frees up some energy in the body, and your body can go through and start sort of reducing inflammation and cleaning up damaged cells in the body. Like, you always get rid of the damaged and the bad cells first. It will use them for fuel and clean them out. Start excreting toxins from the liver and the kidneys.
That's
get
so
them out
big.
Of the body.
Get them working, like functioning properly.
Because they're just always fighting for us.
Yeah,
so to give them a break.
That inflammation from eating the processed sugar, flour, gluten, dairy, all of that stuff is just causing more inflammation
and
it's never time to heal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the juice cleansing, like the latest blog was about sort of the benefits of fasting, but also the history and fasting's been around since ancient times and nearly involved in every religion.
Yeah, from an evolutionary perspective, you're not going to be eating all the time. You don't have a cave, like hunter-gatherers don't have fridges. They're like, oh yeah, I'm hungry, I'm going to have a cheeseburger.
The body works best if it gives it a little break. And so we're not saying, I mean, water fasting's been pretty big lately and quite a bit on social media, so that's taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
But with juice cleansing, you can carry on with your day-to-day. You just need some mental strength to be committed and focused on the journey, whether it's one day or up to 3 days.
Yeah, and how long do your extra cleanses go? Or is that just more juice
for
3 days?
More juice to just really flood the body, But we do longer cleanses if someone wants. It's just not available on the store, and you need to just
and always consult with your healthcare professional before.
Totally. Like,
we're not trying to diagnose, treat, or cure any diseases here.
You know, especially if you're on medication or you've got you're unwell for whatever reason, for sure.
So when you went to, because it sounds like you're big on all this, not just the juice, but like the health benefits that come with it, and all these like shooters and these different ideas to like help with your health and your quality of life. So you just came back from LA, like Los Angeles. Mm. Like, how was that? And was that big for you?
Yeah, amazing. So my sister lives there, so I'm super lucky to be able to head over there, you know, generally yearly, but that was a real juice adventure.
Yeah.
Juice is massive in LA. It is everywhere. Certainly where I was, Venice Beach and Venice and Santa Monica, went to Hollywood, Beverly Hills. There's just juice everywhere.
Yeah.
And heaps of cool juice. So the things I got away from LA is just not shy on the ingredients. They're not shy on the ginger or the turmeric. So
because you, like you were saying before, people want to taste that health kick they're getting.
Yeah, so I come back and I just fired up the ginger a little more in my juices. I was a little conservative before. And you know, that ginger, ordering like 2 kilos of ginger a week at the moment.
Oh my God.
So it's big, beautiful ginger. And then they had all the sort of superfoods going on, like your aloe vera, alkaline water was everywhere.
Yeah.
Collagen was everywhere.
Yeah, collagen. Great for rebuilding the gut lining.
Perfect. perfect. So then I just looked at the way they're branding things and packaging things, and I guess it's all about the benefits of each juice is how they're packaging it.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of work for me to do in the future. It's just actually, you know, they've got their immunity juices, they've got their glow juices, they've got their cold and flu juices. So just really having what the benefits of each juice is.
Yeah.
As part of the branding of that juice.
Yeah.
They're big on soups and broth and that sort of thing as well, like superfood soups and amazing vegan broths and things like that. And then even back to your old school, and I've been trying to source some wheatgrass, and I haven't been able to here in Adelaide.
Yeah.
If anyone knows, please let me know. But just your old school wheatgrass shooters.
Yeah.
So I had nearly one a day. Every day I was there.
Oh, wow.
So just your wheatgrass, it's baby grass, it's really nutrient dense.
Wow.
And you press that and you shoot it. And yes, it tastes like grass. It tastes like shit. No, it's not too bad. But it is just, these are, you know, you can buy this stuff in a pool from a lab, you know, or you can actually cold press some plants and get the same real live nutrients.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's what Juice Institute is really big on, is 4 days.
Real nutrients.
Yeah, there's nothing's put in it to pasteurize it and like preservatives, like no nasties.
Yeah, it's only 3 day lifespan
on
the juice. So nothing, it's not heat treated to preserve its like shelf life. So it's just super fresh. It makes it challenging that it's only good for 3 days, but it's
very
raw,
challenging.
It's raw, and that's the product. I never want to change that.
Yeah.
I never want it to be treated in any way.
Yeah, and that's...
It kills off the nutrients.
Yeah.
And it's all about having a highly nutritious product. You could drink this juice in 4 or 5 days. It would taste all right.
Yeah.
But the nutrients, they're like your vitamins, minerals are a bit more solid.
Right.
But vitamins, they die off.
Okay.
You know, like if you... So like when you cook foods, you start
to...
Nutrient content goes down a little bit because they're sensitive. So by keeping it raw, keeping it fresh, it's highly nutritious.
Very fresh. And if you taste one of these juices, oh, it's so fresh. Yeah.
Cool.
So I love like sort of continuing on with this health thing and doing like reading on your website and your Instagram and stuff. You're big on sort of little things you can do like on your own. And you're doing these things like... workshops on how to make juice. Like, tell me about that.
I've just got that coming up. So I'm just kind of yes to every opportunity that creeps up at the moment. Pilates studio in Glenelg emailed and were looking for someone to do a juicing workshop.
Yeah.
So I thought about it for a little bit and I said, yes, I can do that.
Does that make you nervous?
Like, it definitely makes me nervous.
Should you do it?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
Get out of that comfort
zone.
That's
all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and I've just like, some days I'm just like, I can't fight this anxiety anymore because every day I'm having to do things that make me really anxious.
Yeah.
But that's how I'm winning.
Yeah.
And how the winning is happening is because I keep doing these things that make me nervous.
Yeah.
So the juicing workshop is definitely one. But then I need to look at what I can get out of it as well. So one, I'm going to see if it's something I enjoy doing, and it might be another service I can offer.
Yeah.
I'm going to film it and try and pull some content from it from
Definitely.
My social media, so break it up and get a bunch of content that I can put on Instagram and Facebook from it. And then also I will be doing my own research and making a bit of a structure of how I'm going to run this workshop. So I'll be learning as well as I put together what I'm going to do. Because I'm always learning like so much still.
And you can learn things from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, a little juicing workshop. So take about an hour, do up a few different juices. We'll look at, you know, break the juices up. So you have your citrus juices, you have your green juices, and you have your root vegetable juices. And they're kind of the three pillars of juice that we use, and you build from there.
Yeah. So, and don't try and juice a banana.
No. Blend the banana. Yeah. Blend the banana, blend the avocado.
Yeah, avocado.
Don't juice them.
Mangoes,
yeah, probably. You probably get some yummy juice out of it. But you can probably
just
juice
like
everything.
Waste
but
it.
Just ruin your machine a bit. Not ruin it, just like, not mess up the machine, but get it all clogged up.
Yeah, and how you're, like you were saying, how someone would be like, well, why are you teaching people how to make juice? Like, isn't that your business? Is you want to sell juice? And I was like, well, that adds to your reputation of being, oh, wow, she's teaching us how to make juice.
Yeah.
I respect her, like, yeah, her juices. I know where she's coming from.
Keeping the community healthy and trying to, you know, that is the roots of Juice Institute as is sharing, you know, sort of health and wellness with the community. And I wanted to do it in an affordable price, so it's achievable for people to do the cleanses and things. But also, in all honesty, I know juicing is a whole lot of work. And I know a lot of people say to me, I've got a juicer, but... so it's always a good thing because I know not everyone will actually juice.
Yeah.
but also they'll get to try the juice and see how good it is. And then I can provide them juice.
Yeah. And maybe you'll be at a workshop and they'll be like, oh, I do this with my juice. Or you can get instant feedback from all of the juice.
Yeah. And it's meeting people.
Yeah. Connecting with them.
Yeah. Yeah. And just awareness. And if, you know, we build a rapport and then they tell their friend and it's all just getting out there and sharing the love, really.
Which is going on with that, like, you get most of your business from word of mouth. Yeah. So, okay, how can I get more word of mouth? Yeah. Is doing these face-to-face things.
Yeah, Adelaide's a big place.
Yeah.
So just, keep getting out there.
Yeah.
And yes to every opportunity, really.
Yeah.
What else came up? Yes to this. Of course, yes to this.
This is more of a catch-up, though. This is good.
Yeah, yes. trying to think what else there was. Yeah, I'm not sure. But it's pretty much yes to everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
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 Learn from it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's, learn the good things, but also, you know, sometimes I'm doing things that I don't want to be, like the giving away of juice, and then I feel a bit bad for it because there's so much work in it and I don't know if people appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then not overthinking things. Okay, if I make a dumb decision, like, move forward.
Yeah.
I've made some expensive mistakes as well, like with my labeling. I made, you know, I printed all the sort of beetroot labels in black, and then you couldn't see any of them. There's $1,000 there that I just messed up, and so there's been expensive mistakes along the way.
Yeah, and that goes along with how, if you were just given this huge factory of juice and like tons of people to buy your juice, you would make those mistakes. So you would maybe, oh, I'm going to try this label, and not in the back of your mind think, oh, once I did labels and you couldn't read it. So that would be like $10,000 of labels.
Yeah.
So you're learning so much.
Learning. Yeah.
So with the health thing, again, another thing I saw is you recommend the lemon water in the morning, which is great. Like, I get all my clients to do that. It's so good.
Well, alkalining is the lemon, although it might taste acidic. I believe it's alkaline in the body.
Yeah.
And then just hydrating and flushing out. So
yeah,
when you're sleeping, your body's in detox mode, really. Like, it's a fast for those, you know, 10 hours or whatever. So your liver and
kidneys
are working to get rid of toxins in the night. So by waking up and having your lemon water or even just a big glass of water, it gives your liver a chance to just be flushed and to sort of excrete those toxins.
And you're getting that chance to get your first hydration for the day, which so many people are missing out on. And that's huge.
Yeah, so it's definitely a beautiful habit to have.
Yeah, that healthy habit ritual, bang for buck. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, so where do you see all of this going, Juice Institute? Maybe when you first saw, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna have my juice in a cafe. Like, okay, we've done that. What's next? What's the big thing? Like, your own business from home, like building something up here and making it bigger. Like, what do you see?
Yeah, so the main goal is to do it for a living and to make that what I do. So that's the first goal, but also...
you can see that. That's almost there.
Yeah, it's almost there, which is amazing. And then obviously it's to move it from my family home as the operation gets bigger. And that will take some investment, I guess, as well. So either investment by me or investment by others to move it to... We've got some space here to build something on this property, or to move to a small commercial kitchen with maybe a little bit of a pop-up window where you can come and have a shot and collect your
juice.
That's
what was in Beverly Hills.
So it's like that. But then, there's a lot I haven't really thought in depth about that kind of move, because yep. I know a lot of, I don't want to think about what's happened before, but I know a lot of juice businesses have attempted Adelaide and not succeeded. So yep. it's about,
and you can learn
about,
from them.
About always being a wholesaler kind of thing.
Yep.
Not having a shop front really.
Yeah.
Maybe having a little pickup point, but having a commercial kitchen and yeah. distribute from there via delivery and other pickup locations
yeah.
is the main goal. But yeah, you know, just to stay humble with yeah. the business, oh, stay with our yeah. roots, keep it handcrafted, small batches.
And that's what I really love about this juice. And you say the, oh, like I want to expand from home, like, you say that with a bit of anxiety, like, oh, I work from home, but it's like, that's why I like it. It's relatable.
Yeah.
And I know it's not in some big factory nice. With all these other preservatives. Nice. You're like, you're true to yourself and yeah. your values. You're working from home.
Yeah.
Like, to get, that's how passionate you are. You're
yeah.
working from home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Filling your own fridge up with all this spinach.
Trashing. Well, we have a commercial fridge yeah. outside, but trashing the family kitchen for sure. It gets trashed.
I wouldn't mind.
So, yeah, a very accommodating husband and a 4-year-old daughter to let this happen
yeah.
in the home. So
yeah,
shout out to
you.
Ray and Willow.
Yeah.
and supportive for me to chase my dream.
Yeah. That keeps you humble, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, it's exciting. So, just, yeah, baby steps, but big steps.
Yeah.
Really. So, keep
in the right direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And just not sweating the small stuff and not overthinking things.
Yeah.
Just keep pressing Wicked Juice and just trying to
keep
make the service
pressing.
Better.
Yeah.
Get some Wicked boxes into that's how we're going. It's about packaging and the whole experience when you get your juice as well. So, I want it to be an experience. So often when people order a juice cleanse, they're excited for it, which is really exciting
yeah.
time. You're going to challenge yourself. You're going to flood your body with all these nutrients. So they're making it even more special and beautifully packaged. And, you know, so they open their box and gorgeous juices.
You feel like a VIP.
Looking gorgeous there. Like, so it's an experience I'm trying to share as well, not just the juice. So it's all about packaging, keeping it affordable
yep.
so people can do it regularly, so it's not just a special treat.
Yeah.
You know, it can be part of their weekly
yeah, it goes back to that
wellness plan, you know?
Goes
one
back to that
week.
Petrol, the
yeah.
cheap petrol, like, yeah, sure, you could go to Woolies and get one of these cheap
mm-hmm.
juices that was made in Cambodia
yeah,
with, like,
lasts
banned 60 ingredients.
Days.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or you can get a fresh juice with all the nutrients intact.
Yeah.
And know you're getting a good quality
totally.
Product.
Yep. Yep. And yeah, so that's the beauty of it. Just really just keep evolving the product,
yeah,
keep it to its roots, and and just for me to try and keep enjoying what I'm doing and not find balance, but just have fun with it. It's
yeah.
fun, you know? This is a good time. Sometimes I just need to check
yeah.
in and make sure I'm having fun.
The journey.
Not too serious,
yeah.
you know? Yeah.
Yeah, which yeah. is very nice transition into sort of the last topic I want to cover is, like, what is your best advice to someone who wants to tackle this social media, the website? Because
yeah.
that's where my business is heading. I want to really
yeah.
Do as much as I can, pump out the content. I've pulled my sessions back at the gym because I know
okay.
that's I can't scale it.
Yeah.
I could make more money right now working, you know, 7 days a week in the gym doing
yeah.
40, 60 sessions
yeah.
a week, but
yeah.
that's not...
Looking at the long game.
Yeah, the long game.
Mm.
So someone who's big on the long game, website content, perfecting my service, my products,
yeah.
like what's...
Yeah,
what can
so
I do?
Definitely Gary Vaynerchuk. Check
yeah.
him out and have a listen to his stuff. And if
yeah.
that sort of appeals to you, like, get into his content because
yeah.
it's this amazing free advice
yeah.
that will really motivate you and give you the tools to start using social media as business.
Yeah.
Get yourself a website, and it's super easy these days.
Yeah.
Your Squarespace, your Wix, your Shopify.
WordPress.
You know, yeah, WordPress. $350-odd a year to have these templates, which you can put together yourself with some great images
yeah.
And just get something going on there so you've got a presence on there.
Yeah.
So to change all your Instagram.
Oh, the presence is big, isn't it?
Yeah. Just get on there, you know, and everyone starts somewhere. And then change sort of your Instagram to a business account, change your Facebook to business pages, have a presence on LinkedIn as well, so you, for your business clientele or your corporate sort of
yeah.
sort of thing. Yeah, they're probably the best advice. And just work through it. Like the hours I've spent learning, I didn't even know what Shopify was 12 months ago.
Yeah.
And I did have someone like put the website together, but I completely manage it myself now. And then you've got different apps that you can have on your Shopify. So like I've just started a loyalty program.
Oh, that's
cool. So people become members on my website. That's really cool.
And I get
rewards
that.
Every time they spend or if it's their birthday. So just building a loyalty and a bit of a community around what you're doing. And then I guess that I got from my marketing plan is like certainly your Instagram, but any of your social media, that's your community. So engage with them, follow people back. It's your community. Forget the numbers.
Yeah.
This is your community. And like just make sure what you're putting out there. So I try and do like 80% educational about my brand, that sort of thing, 10% about me, and maybe 10% the hard sale.
Okay.
So just to really think of it as your community.
Yeah, they're not numbers, they're people.
And every business and stuff you're following, there's a person behind that. So you're building a community there, and that's what it's all about. And then to, you know, help your customers become your evangelists. So you look after your people.
That's
and
a big word. Their people. Evangelist, yeah. What's that mean?
Isn't it like your... they're your advocates.
Right,
like
okay.
Your advocates.
They're my marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you look after them and nurture them.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's been happening with Juice Institute a lot is because it's very personal. Initially, I used to try and speak to everyone after their cleanse and send them an email and follow up. It's not really possible now.
Yeah.
But just sort of building up that one-on-one as much as you can. So... website, social media.
Gary V.
Gary V, man. He's the best. You need to put a link to at the bottom of this. Get out there and do it. Don't think twice about it. I just did not even think twice about what I was doing. I just went forward and it's just evolved from there. So don't overthink things. Just run forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. That's great.
That's a pleasure.
To finish the podcast off, let's tell the viewers where they can go to get the juice.
Yes. So the juice is available at my online store, which is juiceinstitute.com.au. So you purchase your juice there and then you just can choose delivery or pick up. And just work your way through the checkout there. By signing up to the newsletter, you can get $10 off your first order. So just jump on, that should pop up on the website. Certainly would love some love on Instagram and Facebook. So it's at Juice Institute. That's how you get the juicy juice.
Thanks so much for inviting me into your amazing home. Gabby, it's good to catch up as well. I'm about to help you sort of do all your juice orders, which is so cool. I was with you when it first started and that idea came to fruition. Yeah. So super excited to make some juice. Super delicious. Just topped off my orange juice. And on that note.
Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Check me at mitchping.com. It's still working as well. Awesome. So thanks for listening.
See you guys. Bye.